we'll get one more member, that long cold wait will be there.
Yeah, I know. And. Can we act, can we do the work session? Or do we have to have a quorum for that too?
It wouldn't be an effective meeting.
Okay.
You know, you could have any two members of the commission sit around and talk about things.
You don't reckon any of them got confused about the date?
I did last one.
Well, the bad part about it is in the, on the website originally, it was listed, the 19th.
The 19th.
And I called and got that changed. And then they, for the CIP, they advertised it as the 20th.
Yes.
Thank you.
Did we ever get the doghouse right now?
We'll be bad about it.
And October was a something we just checked.
It was the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just looks like you're signing more because you're signing the work session as well.
Okay.
Well, they're not. Whoever their editor is on their ads, needs to not change our proofs. That's what I don't understand, is like, why do we don't need to mess with a proof after we've already approved it?
Hopefully not after we approve, if we have enough people to approve.
Okay.
What surprises me is Mr. Johnson is always usually here early.
Is the door unlocked? We want to see Wayne unlock. Big word, stay unlocked.
Do I have one money back here?
We open this up.
I don't think there are any major comments from baseball.
Well.
Are there any passwords that you need to give me to get onto it? No? Okay.
I flew back in yes on my telephone and I'll come right up.
I just turned it on.
Yeah. I think we put passwords in it a long time ago.
Yeah, I think I'm actually, I think my password is actually NATIONALS2015.
2015, right? So what do you think about the Nationals and what's going to be? What do you think it's going to be this coming year?
I'm right now interested to see what they're going to do with the back end of the bullpen. Did you see what happened to the Cubs?
What?
Lost Chapman and Falcon. Figured Chapman was figured it around. But I didn't know what was going to happen to Falcon.
What was the guy that they signed, that Nashville signed to play probably center field?
Adam.
He's good bat.
He's got some good numbers. Did you hear the training just done?
No.
Yeah, he traded the Indians for two minor officials. That was good. I mean, they need to do that.
Yeah.
I would like to have him.
He is a good glove, man. He's a good arm.
No, he's a great one. He's a good showcase.
I mean, man, he can throw that ball.
God, what a hose he's got. But you know,
So.
You don't exactly set the world on fire in 206.
Yeah. So we bring in that center fielder to shortstop.
Now that kid, I think.
Have you ever seen many kids he come up right up like he did and just.
I think there's a good argument you can make that he's the best player in the National League.
He's very good.
I reserve things with respect to Harper, but
yeah.
Harper,
Harper just did not have a good year. But I think he got injured when he slid into third base that time, and when he slid up over top of the bag that time, and it is all in here. I don't think they ever
Do you happen to see when he downloaded his package? If he even downloaded it.
Okay.
I guess we've got Fowler and Chapman. Mm-hmm. You know.
No, I didn't see it.
Could have been anybody who was Yankees.
Well,
I'm still going to double check, but I don't recall him opening it at all.
Okay.
I reckon on this question now, we won't be able to talk about that until our next meeting. Should we try to call any of these people, or should we just hold on for a while?
Do you have Mr. Johnson's number?
I don't.
Look up on the freedom.org side, go to the planning commission, and
yeah.
Our phone numbers are listed there.
Okay. And there's nothing of him opening any? He did not download the packet.
Who was that, Mr. Dean?
Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Dean's opening anything up?
You mean y'all can tell when we open them up?
Sure can.
Now,
hey. You open yours all the time.
We're going to open them first thing. So
he really likes the new paint you got in the bathroom.
The,
when you open it up, we can see you.
Second thing is, see, sometimes I also go on my laptop, go to the fluvanna.org site, and go to where the things are listed, and I pull it up there because I got a bigger screen. But I usually download it. I downloaded it 40 different ways there, but then she told us, which I already knew about the share file thing, where you went in and looked at the different. This time it's number 10.
She's going to fix my share file doesn't work. I just run an Apple person.
Your share file doesn't work?
It doesn't work for the commission. It works for the board.
It doesn't show up the top, both the planning commission and the board.
I think his needs to be updated, just like Mr. Zimmer's was out of date.
They're talking about, are they still talking about possibly replacing our? He's on the fence.
Where does Mr. Johnson live?
Fork Union.
I'm not sure what part.
He's got about 30 or 40 different houses, so.
He's like up shop over here this morning.
Yeah, it's the same house.
But, hey.
Kind of
the same place.
Between Fluvanna and Buckingham, he probably has 40 different houses.
Jason, do you want Mr. Johnson's number?
He rents them.
Is it a cell number or his home number?
It says home number.
You know what? Probably a lot of them may have just forgot that we weren't the folder. And then, of course, it was listed on the website as the 19th. It's not now, but it was.
Did I give the deputies the wrong date? I thought we were meeting on the 19th, but I sent an email 2 months ago saying we're meeting on the 19th. That's all I was going here tonight, so.
Well, today.
He'll be glad to know if he doesn't have to stay behind next Monday. That's my mistake. Then I will not take a cookie.
Because I made that mistake last month. I was constantly checking. It's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Johnson's mailbox is full, so I need to do a message.
Is the price still in the office? They may have weather for Friday night.
They still causing some ice?
Starting snowing and.
Well. About 3 or 4 years ago, on Friday, December the 18th, we had, and into the next day, we had almost 30 inches of snow.
Oh, wow. Yeah, but 30 inches of snow has its redeeming features. Freezing rain has nothing.
Well, what time is it supposed to stop?
I think it's pretty late.
Can we cancel that?
We don't have a quorum present to make a motion. Sorry.
Not to put you by the point on it, but we're under the keys.
He's having trouble with my sanitation board at Kennedy City. And the guy, he's having an email. He's like, I'm not coming. But if you need me, I'll go pick you up at the hill. He's like, just come pick me up. So I'd have two people, it'd be about 6:10 for 6 o'clock. Well, let's get the headache. The meeting's going to take like 10 minutes. So I'll set the boat and pay the bills.
Looking at my weather forecast, well, for Friday it says partly sunny and very cold, high of 30 with a low of 23. Then for Saturday it says high of 49 and a low of 45, a bit of ice and then rain. So maybe it won't be as bad as.
It's pretty warm.
But the thing of it is that 23 to the 49 could be the. What'd you say?
Won't be ideal hunting weather on Sunday, Saturday morning.
No, might be a good day to sleep in.
No, there's a thought. I don't do that very often this time of year.
I know it. My brother getting down to the house the other day, got in the tree stand for a while. A whole bunch came off the hill behind him, and they ran in the hollow so he couldn't see them. And then this spike buck came up there and was like 30 feet away from him. He's sitting down watching the thing. He said, you know, maybe it was the last day or something. He said, I'm not going to shoot that right
now. I just didn't shoot it down.
Well, earlier in the year, I used to have like 7 come in my backyard, but I haven't seen them come in that same area right now because it's a little bit darker at the time that they usually come there, so.
Well, I was tripping on Saturday.
I have his number. Do you need it?
No.
I had my 22 morning. And I had a nice fat doe walk out about 50 yards in front of me. And don't you think temptation didn't cross my mind to put one of those 30 grain bullets right in her ear.
Did,
but it's illegal, so I didn't.
How many? You saved a lot of turkeys?
The week before, turkey season was closed. So I was on the deer.
Yeah.
And I jumped to Jake up in front of me, lit up the tree, and I don't know where that exit sign is. And I swear to God, that turkey was sitting under that tree, looking over his shoulder at me like that. And I'm thinking, you know, this 243 just popped his head off just like that.
Well, we were, some years ago, we were doing a deer drive through there near my house. And I'm standing down here behind this tree, waiting for them to come from up behind the church and down. At that time, we're kind of peeing land all down through there. I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, this turkey flew up, and I mean, it almost hit me in the chest, and then it went like, like an airplane, you see, that straight up.
You know, the best shot I ever had on a turkey was about 4 or 5 years ago. My dog jumped a bird up, and it was obviously
nobody answers.
It flushed up and sat back in the tree.
Maybe tonight's stick wasn't.
And it was early in the season, so there's still leaves on the tree.
It just wasn't.
I saw that we were flying in the tree with lights that I'd already seen. And I put my eyes down, get my binoculars, and put them back up, couldn't see it. And I know he had gone anywhere. And I studied for a couple of minutes, and finally I picked him up. And I said, why could you do something? Put the binoculars down, put the microscope up, couldn't see him at all. And I was alternating between the one and the two. The only thing I could see with binoculars, but I couldn't see him any other way. Finally, I picked him out, and there was a hole about this big in the leaves, and it happened to be right over the butt of his wing. And I finally got my crosshairs in and shot him. And if you want to kill a turkey quick, that's the place to shoot. And you shoot one out of a tree, they go, but I figured it, when you shoot through a hole, it's 50 yards away, and this hole's about that big.
You did pretty good, didn't you?
That was a pretty good shot. I was pleased with that. That's one thing that's always amazed me, is how a turkey can fly up a tree and disappear. He's there, and you know he's there, and you can't see him. I've had that happen several times.
It's amazing how they can put those wings down so close to their body and get at an angle where you can't see
them. Well, I've seen them where they, when I finally did see them, they were standing broadside. But it was the, you know, the shadow patterns of the leaves and stuff. You just couldn't tell them, you couldn't see them very well.
I reckon we
apparently we're supposed to have a key for different people. They might spring. They did their names on that.
Do we get to keep that one?
I think so.
We're not homeless from the doesn't make it.
I'll carry my ID bag, my other key.
When I was in college, I worked at the Summerson State Farm, and we were the Secretary of State's mail room, essentially. And we had this one. There's this one supplementary classification that was State Farm and had to do with distribution. So it was, you have a confidential, no disc. Which means no disc.
I reckon we have to
10 copies.
We get a list of some.
Without the express authorization,
you do this. If you want to do, then I'll have to.
And so, and
you're going to have people disappointed if they come. Now we got a police officer.
Yeah. And I said, this is pretty hot stuff.
Now we got a police officer.
What do you mean, no disc? I said, no disc.
Tommy, I think.
They want to do a lot of the Secretary of State or the President. He said, really, is that what
I'm doing? No, Tommy said, is it?
Said,
you get
your
bag,
I've never been in a classification series.
Yeah. I hate to say this, but it's involved with the job.
Yeah, I
am. I'm not going to be here.
And
Yeah, and plus the fact that you've got everything is, everything is full. I'm not sure exactly where it is, I know the office is right there. He read the real quick, right?
Yeah, if you're here by 7 o'clock, I'll try to get in.
We're only made, something like 5 copies or something.
What happened to, I'll show up here next Friday.
This is the office number or cell number?
For Gaines?
Mr. Johnson. He gave me his cell number a long time ago, but.
I have ending 3542.
Yeah, that may be his office.
That's his home number.
Is that what's listed in it?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's his appraisal office.
Yeah, I think.
But he says his cell is the best way to catch him. I don't know if I still have his.
Do we have, on mine, do you have both my cell number and regular number listed?
It just, ending 3414?
Yeah, that's my home number.
Has everybody's home listed as home number?
Let me call Kelly.
It's odd, but my cell phone number is 960, but it's 3417.
Oh, it's really close.
When I got my cell phone, the guy that did it, he asked me what my last digits were, so my home phone. And he was gonna try to give me 3415 and 3416, but 3415 wasn't available, so my wife ended up with 3416, and I ended up with 3417.
Oh, that's cute.
So it makes it kind of easy.
Yeah, it does.
And they had a machine that went from the Secretary of Operations Center to the White House. And it was just one connection. It was called the LDX. And all this is zero. Passages. We weren't allowed to use it. I had toxic clearance, but there were limits on my toxic clearance. We couldn't even go to the room. Times have changed. In some ways.
Let her give it to me and talk on the same time.
Any luck?
Tell us that you might have Louis Johnson's cell phone number. He's going to text it to me.
Not the dog is getting ready. Foster fuels, federal crime, and all this stuff.
I think we're trying to figure it out.
see this as the start of the show. He's going to agree on the presentation. Hold us in shape. We're going to try to get a site plan approval.
That'd be not coming.
Without any. Without.
Who's that?
He's the one that Burns suggested show. But there's all kinds of issues that he. We advise him that. Yeah, we advise him that it might be better to table it. He wanted to push forward because he said, well, the code says it has to be on the agenda within 60 days. Okay, you can drive off from Nelson County and if it can't get stable, that's fine. We'll be here anyway. Well, yeah, what the code says, but most reasonable people would say, yeah, it's probably not.
Well, if we get the site plan approved in December, don't tell me the church.
Yeah.
If you think you're moving dirt, it's not moving. You got some serious mud tracks on you.
As Mr. Johnson, he thought the meeting was moved to the 20th.
I know what he said.
The flu van review ad.
He saw it in the flu van review.
That paper.
I'm be bad about that.
Mine is for spectacular.
He said he won't be dressed like he normally would, so I said that's quite all right. So he said he'd get here by 7 o'clock.
Okay. So we'll have our work session.
What's the point of the work session? You thought we were going to change this definition?
No, we're just talking about the Columbia stuff.
The family stuff over at the end of the radio.
No, I was just.
And we would want to look at that survey to see if that survey
But you all can still comment